While many seek out facts and answers to questions electronically via their computers and smartphones, that only lets you get one answer from one online place at one time. For the past 150 years, there's been a location that places a variety of information, history, statistics, and more at your fingertips, all at one time. That's the World Almanac and Book of Facts. With the 2018 edition having just been released, my next guest joins us. Give us a tour through it. She is the senior editor of the World Almanac and Book of Facts, Sarah Jansen. How are you today, Sarah?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
And even though the book is the traditional, there is an accompanying website to add to the attraction, worldalmanac.com. And as I mentioned, Sarah, 150 years, that's a lot of history for one printed publication document of any shape or form. How have you incorporated that anniversary into this year's edition of the Almanac?
Well, the editors of the World Almanac were looking at this 150th anniversary coming up really for the past several years, and we decided to take a sort of deep dive into our archives and see if we could find anything fun to share, and we found a lot of fun things to share, probably a lot more than we could fit in there, but there are some really interesting tidbits from our original edition, which was published in 1868, as well as our centennial edition, which had a really fun feature from the science fiction writer Isaac Asimov.
And as far as the production, you mentioned that you were looking ahead a few years for the 150th edition because obviously you knew it was coming. But for the year-to-year edition, how much production time goes into it? Once it's put to bed, as they say in the print business, how much time elapses before you start thinking of the 151st edition?
You know, unfortunately for our staff, which works very long hours in that last couple of weeks before we print the final book every year, we actually start thinking about the upcoming edition pretty much the next week. So they don't get much of a break. But, you know, it's always interesting to pay attention to what's going on in the world, but more importantly, to pay attention to what people are talking about and what people might have questions about in the upcoming year. And that's what we try to incorporate in each new edition.
And I guess, too, you're sort of a prisoner and limited or have to open up to whatever the world places before you. For example, I guess the excessively large number of celebrity deaths we had this year, that's probably going to be an abnormally large section in this year as well as next year's book.
You know, 2016 and 2017 had so many notable deaths and notable people passing away that we actually had to add more room to our obituary section because there were just so many people that we felt like needed to be acknowledged in some way. It's definitely been a busy year for that again in 2017.
Notice, too, I mean, it's a lot of history and background on certain things that have happened through the years and through recent as well as past. But you always add to it, too. There's, I guess, the statistics that teach more and give more insight into that moment of history that you feature.
Yeah, I think what the World Almanac does really well is because we cover so many different topics, whenever there's something coming up in the news, whether it's, you know, the situation in the Middle East or you're hearing about overdose deaths in a lot of spiking in a lot of regions, whenever you hear something like that, chances are there's going to be a corollary in the World Almanac that can give you some context to all of these developments going on. You know, it's sort of hard to keep up with the news sometimes, especially when you have, you know, the headlines changing every single morning with a social media post from our president. But
yes.
I think that staying on top of these things is really important, and that people like to have one place to go to where they can find contextual information.
Sarah Jansen, who is the senior editor of the World Almanac and Book of Facts, 2018 edition, just out. You can also visit worldalmanac.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And people, I guess you have to gauge your readers, too, and your loyalists, as well as attracting new World Almanac addicts, I guess we can call them, because obviously your publication is going to be around for a lot longer than 150 years it's already been. But when you contemplate adding, eliminating, or changing a feature, how heavy is that decision?
Oh, it's never taken lightly. I mean, we're usually actually angling on the, we want to add, you know, 1,000 different things, and we only have room for 500. So we always want to add more than we actually have room for, so it becomes sort of a negotiation between making sure that we always have the features that people expect to see in the World Almanac. You know, we're always going to have an article on every country, an article on every state, a copy of the Constitution, the periodic table. But we can also manage to slide a few things out sometimes, or sometimes even just compress things that become a little bit less relevant to have every single detail about. And that's the way we sort of make those negotiations. But it's definitely never easy.
Obviously, this edition, too, was you put a spotlight on outgoing presidents as well as the current president, speaking of change. And with the when you do that with any president, it's a book of facts. It's called a book of facts for a reason. You present the truth and the realities, not emotion and political spin. So when you do something like you review the Obama presidency, showing all the gold and all the warts that happened in those 8 years, do you run the risk of hearing someone who, well, I'm not really crazy about what you just wrote about that individual, because I don't think that's true?
Well, certainly political issues are very heated these days. And I think that whenever we hear criticism, it's usually from both sides of the aisle. So I sort of feel like if there's a balance between the complaints that we're hearing, then we've done our part. You're right that we never seek to display any opinion. We're the Book of Facts, the World Almanac and Book of Facts. It's right in the title.
Yes.
And we try to, you know, give the names, the dates, the places, the where and when and what happened. And, you know, forming opinions is the job of, you know, other types of journalists. But the World Almanac editors definitely are more concerned with giving you an overview of what actually happened and how and why.
With sections like The World at a Glance, and as well as, I guess, other sections within the World Almanac and Book of Facts, statistics inform, obviously. How much do you think the statistics you display and present teach?
Oh, gosh. I think both of those things are absolutely true about the World Almanac, especially in that you can flip to a random page and find something that maybe you never would have thought to seek out to learn about. You know, maybe you wouldn't have thought to look up what the most popular car color was last year, but we've got that in there. Maybe you wouldn't have thought to look up, you know, 10 years worth of home run leaders, but, you know, you might be a baseball fan and you might find that kind of interesting. So I think that there's a lot of that going on whenever you pick up an edition of the World Almanac. You'll find information that you wouldn't have thought to Google, and that's kind of a fun thing if you're generally curious about the world.
And I think, too, you mentioned Google, and, you know, you go on Google or YouTube, and all of a sudden you search for one thing, and 5 hours later you've gone through this, you know, Google or YouTube binge. You can do the same thing with the World Almanac and Book of Facts. You go looking up something, and it makes you think about something else. Well, I'm here, let me go look at that. And sooner or later, you know, sooner versus later, you've almost gone cover to cover sometimes.
Exactly. And that can be really fun if you're, you know, like I said, if you're engaged with the world, if you're generally curious about what's going on. We cover so many different topics that it's very easy to just skip around and find something new on every single page.
As far as the various sections and elements of the World Almanac and Book of Facts, which is the most challenging to either review or create each year? And which do you think all the editors have the most fun working on?
Oh, gosh, there are a lot of challenging ones. Some of the sections that are challenging are the sections that have a lot of statistical data, just because fact-checking those can be a beast. You know, you have to take a giant data set and compare every single, you know, numeral and decimal point to make sure that you've got it right. That's something we still invest a lot of resources in. But in terms of the stuff that we have fun with, I think we have fun with our sports feature every year. This year it is a list of the editor's picks of the greatest single-season performances of all time. We're sort of inspired by Russell Westbrook's unprecedented number of triple-doubles as well as his season-long triple-double. But, I mean, there's still debate over whether that was one of the greatest NBA seasons of all time. So we decided to put together a list of some others that we've had some fun with. I think the other section we always have a lot of fun with is the offbeat news stories, where we get to sort of take stories that weren't necessarily on the front page or even, you know, in any of the serious sections of the newspapers, but we get to have fun with reporting on and, you know, tell a little bit of a fun story instead of focusing on politics all the time.
And as your almanac binging, too, gives you something to smile and laugh about after you read something a little more heavy and serious and little more dry. So it's a good balance. And I think, too, that the World Almanac Book of Facts is really a yearly time capsule that everyone gets to hold and keep and refer to whenever they need to. So it's a, it is a combination of fun, education, and even entertainment in a lot of ways. Great photos, as always, and a lot of history this year, too, since it is the 150th anniversary of the World Almanac Book of Facts 2018 edition is now out. You can also visit worldalmanac.com. We've been joined by the senior editor, Sarah Jansen. Sarah, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.